Long and hard, right? The test, I mean. Was it difficult? I made it that way on purpose. But I hope it wasn't too hard for you. We are getting into the point of the semester where I must, unfortunately, start weeding out the... How do I say this in a positive way? Less motivated students. It is unfortunate. But I need to truly see who is the most focused and the most serious out of the bunch. Though I trust I have nothing to worry about with you. You believe you did poorly? Well, I wouldn't be too shocked. A lot of those questions are quite difficult. Now, I was nice and added some questions from the textbook, which I'm sure you already noticed. But the other questions that you may have had difficulty with were more so real-world scenarios. You are my brightest people, so I'm sure you did better than the others. But, seeing how uneasy you are and how that poor, beautiful face of yours just looks so sad, I do not like seeing a frown on it. I would like to offer you something, if you're willing to listen. What I'm about to offer you is not in the syllabus, nor is it a requirement for me as a teacher. But if you truly believed that you failed my test, I would be very willing to offer you extra credit. Enough points to make up for what you've lost. Only if you did poorly. But I don't think that you did. You're positive. Why do you suppose that could be? Haven't been able to focus properly? School distractions or home distractions? School? Is it due to a pupil in my class? No. Well, don't be shy. Tell me, and maybe I can help you. Me? Now that I did not expect. How curious. What about me distracts you? Don't be shy. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you. So allow me to help you. What is it about me that's so distracting to you that you believe that you failed my test? My body. That is not the first time that I've heard that. Now this changes everything. Oh, don't fret. You're not in trouble, so don't worry about apologizing. Darling, I'm used to this. I'm the only Amazonian professor at this university. Students and fellow faculty seem to have a special interest in me. But none of them come forth and say what they feel. I can kind of already tell exactly what they're thinking. So, let's test it out on you, shall we? Oh, all I want is answers to my questions. Think you can handle that, darling? Of course you can. And as a bonus, I'll let this count as extra credit. But you keep this between the two of us. Understand? Good. Does my height distract you? In a positive or negative way? To clarify, are you afraid of how tall I am? Being 7 feet tall? Or does it make you happy? Oh, come now. We're both adults. Don't be afraid to answer me. In a positive way. That's good. That's good. Does my size have anything to do with it as well? Well, I'm tall, but I'm certainly not thin. Do my curves and muscles also aid in this distraction that has befallen everyone that seems to ever be around me? Positive or negative? You answer that quickly. Positive. Good. Have you recently spent time in class and beyond fantasizing about me? Oh, don't blush now. I need answers from you, darling. And you are doing very good. Now keep that up for me. Do you fantasize about me? About how strong I am? About how I can lift you up with ease? Or how I could crush you? Or make you feel weak in comparison to me? Have you ever thought of what it would be like to be with an Amazonian? Do you find yourself having impure thoughts about me? That yes ma'am you just gave me sounds a little bit different than usual. Thank you for your responses, darling. You've earned yourself some partial extra credit. Now I know what I said before. But I would like to offer you a little bit extra that would interest both of us. Your final assignment to earn that well-deserved extra credit is to try something new. Yes, try something new. And it can be anything. There is no catch. But I will suggest something very special you can try. Something that the both of us will like. Try me. Think of it like an experiment. You're testing to see if you can really handle the thing that you fantasize about all the time. Worry not. I'll go easy on you. I don't want to break my favorite pupil. Besides, everyone around here likes to throw themselves at me. And so far, you're the only one who's shown interest in me and hasn't tried to do so. At least not yet. I may have beat you to the punch. No matter. The ultimate question is if you will take my offer. And before you worry, I looked at the rules of this university. Nowhere does it say that a relationship between a student and faculty member cannot exist. I wonder why. It works for me, though. So what do you say? Interested? If not, you will suffer no consequences. I'll leave you be to study whatever you wish, as long as you're learning something new. Just report back to me with what you found, and all will be good. What was that? If I just heard you correctly, sounds like you wanted me to pick you up. Did I hear you correctly? Come here then. You're very light. You're as if I was holding a 12-pound dog. How does this make you feel? How cute. Now I won't do whatever I want to you. But we'll see together just what you can handle. You've made an excellent choice. And I've been waiting to have some fun again. Lock the door.